Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Hello, my name is Emily Gonzalez, and I'll be interviewing my brother, Martin Gonzalez. Okay, let's get started. What do you see yourself doing in the future?
Once I graduate from Harvey Mudd College, which is where I am currently attending, I plan on going on to graduate school to pursue a major in physics. Or, if I don't go to graduate school, I will want to work in a lab and continue my research in whichever subject interests me at that point in time in my life.
How's college been so far? What have you accomplished?
College so far has been very great. I just finished my first semester, going on to my second semester. Well, right now, I want to major in physics and mathematics in a joint major. And one project I've been working on with my professor is on finding dark matter in theoretical particle physics.
Were you scared about college at first?
Not at all. And that's because I'm a very confident person. I feel like Harvey Mudd College chose me for a reason, so there's no reason for me to be afraid of college at all. In fact, I was very prepared.
What high school did you go to?
I went to John Marshall High School.
What were some programs in high school that you were a part of?
I was part of various extracurricular activities, including the ACE mentorship program. I was in academic decathlon. And I was also part of the School for Advanced Studies leadership program.
Were there some programs that allowed you to decide which college you wanted to go to or helped you decide what major you wanted to be in?
Well, they all played an important role in my college making decisions. Like academic decathlon was where I learned about my passion for physics. The SAS leadership cabin is where I learned my communication skills and how to work with people in the real world. And it just, I guess, like, ACE helped me feel what it means like to work on an actual project as a team.
What was the challenge that you faced in high school that allowed you to be more prepared for college?
To be honest with you, I don't think anyone is prepared for college. But if there's one challenge I faced, was learning how to not grow up too quickly. Because when you go to college, you have all these responsibilities, which is not fun. But at the same time, you have more freedoms, which is a lot of fun. So I guess it's just like maintaining a balance between having fun and being a kid and being responsible and growing up.
If there is something that you could change that happened to you in high school, would you change it?
No, I wouldn't change anything because I feel like all the decisions I've made in my entire life has led me to this point in time. And I'm very happy with where I am in this point in time. And I wouldn't want to change anything in the past that would destroy the future. I would just create a paradox or something. I don't know, time travel's weird.
What are you planning to do after you become a successful physics or math major?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Really?
Actually, I want to win a Nobel Prize. That's always been a dream of mine. And, I don't know, maybe opening up Star Labs. I think it'd be kind of cool. Oh, it's a fictional lab that I made up in my mind, and I was also part of the Flash show. So, yeah, I think it'd be real cool to make that a real life.
Are you prepared for what's coming at you in the future?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thunder. 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 Thunder.